To be honest, I don't hear many priests, let alone bishops, preach about corruption at the top and the need to be self-aware, transparent, humble, and repentant when necessary. The longer I am a priest and know Jesus of the Gospels, the more I know that it was a major theme of his teaching. And this is exactly what's happening in the Gospel. Listen to this harsh language. I repeat what you just heard to emphasize his point. Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and as a pretext recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation. A pretext is a reason given in justification for doing something that is not the real reason. So just because these scribes are praying does not mean that they are doing what they should be doing, which at that time included being a trustee for the estates of wealthy widows. That term, devouring widows' houses, is Jesus's condemnatory description of the source for the luxurious lives led by some scribes who made poor or impoverished gullible and pious widows who volunteered to support them. These authorities of the temple were charged with distributing temple collections to poorer widows and the needy. In actuality, some scribes spent the funds on long robes, banquets, and decorations for the temple. This is how they, quote, devoured the estates of widows. Jesus constantly critiqued the clergy of the temple. He was indicated that the whole system needed change. And anything that is above criticism will very soon become evil. And that is why he states they will receive a very severe condemnation. In reality, any system can become evil. Military-industrial complex, healthcare, policing system, banking system, penal systems, and even religious institutions like the Catholic Church. By stating this, I am not indicating that every person in the system is evil. We know that the Catholic Church still suffers from the systemic evil that was allowed to cover up abuse, the abuse scandal, and protected clergy. I am sure we all know people whose faith was scandalized, even our own, and some people whose faith was even destroyed by this corruption. When civil or religious leaders can never admit wrongdoing, watch out, we're in trouble. Anyone or anything that will not admit fault will soon become evil. In our church, we have made some progress, but in my opinion, we have a ways to go. Honesty, transparency, vulnerability, and care for the common good are values that Jesus stood for. His criticism of the religious, political, economic establishment is summed up when the accusation that the leaders have transformed the temple system into a den of thieves. Today's gospel demonstrates why all those who held traditional positions of religious power found Jesus' presence and preaching so disturbing. In our day, it starts locally. So I ask you to pray for us and give input for the good of our parish. I am very glad, as pastor, that we prepared an accountability report for you and that our parish bookkeeper is excellent with regular reports of finances in our bulletin. We want to be good leaders and good stewards. A timely issue has come up, and so I state very clearly that we priests will never text or email you to help us or somebody else. Evil scammers impersonating us are out there. Don't fall for it. And if you have something to share or ask regarding our parish, please come to me or email myself or Father Adam, the parish staff or parish council or finance council members. As the parish family, the parish system of Our Lady of Fatima, we certainly want to avoid corruption and condemnation. But what motivates us most of all is serving Christ and building up the kingdom of God.